Well, I first had read Hans Ten Dam's book on exploring reincarnation, and it had a huge effect on me. It really opened me up to a lot of what research is out there. And in June of last year, I had a chance to have a session with Hans, and it came about very synchronistically. It felt like it was meant to be. And I didn't really have anything to work on, but just when I was in the session with him, I just began to feel that there was something there that more that I needed to explore. So I somehow found this email. I can't even remember how it came about, but the minute I saw the email, I thought, I have to go. And then of course my resistance set in, and I thought to myself, no, I can't go. I have all this family stuff happening in January. And then I thought, why not? I have to go. So I was torn, but eventually I knew that I needed to come here. And I've been reading the book, Healing, the Deep Healing book, and underlining almost every word. And I knew that what I needed was to see all of this information and this process put into, you know, practice. And so that's what I've been really enjoying this weekend, because just listening to how Hans works with people, there's something in hearing the process that expands me even further. Now, I don't have any real goals to become a past life regression therapist, at least at this point, but you never know. I am working with people now in intuitive counseling, and so I do have a practice. So whether I'll use this or not, I'm not sure, but you know what? I think I will. I think it's going to just seep into me, because so much of what he's talking about is so practical for a therapist. It couldn't be more practical and really more clear if you pay attention to the progression of what he's trying to do. So already I feel like, just from the way he's explained things on the idea of the difference between association and disassociation, and then the simple, you know, the personification, I already get that, and the regression and the therapy and the education. For me, that entire model, just, okay, I get it. You know? So I will be using this in some way. And it'll be curious to me to what evolution comes out of this. But I'm already planning to come back for another session at least with him in the future. So I don't know, I may be following him around the world, I guess, eventually. But this has just been exactly what I needed this weekend. I couldn't be more thrilled with the information. Meeting other people too is part of the whole gestalt here, just being here with the other students and myself. So I'm very happy with the work that he's doing. I just love it. And I really feel he's a pioneer, and I think that in some years' times, he may be as well known as Carl Jung. I mean, to me, I get that same kind of vibration. I studied archetypal psychology, and so for me, this kind of path just seems very natural. And I think the way the healing profession and the medical profession is evolving, slowly but surely, with this kind of look to the deeper history of people, it's a natural evolution for healing, as far as I can see. So I'm thrilled to be learning it at this point, at least.